It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local Sports Authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
It's finally that time. It's the championship day here at the Twin Valley League Tournament in Washington, Kansas, hosted by Washington County High School. It's the Twin Valley League Tournament here in 2026. Kurt Kelman back in studio. Krinan Prapa here courtside with you. And we got an absolutely incredible day of matchups. We have four games here at 92.1 at KMZA, so get your popcorn ready and get ready for four games and wild rides all throughout today. We got four contests. We got two third place matches back to back, and then we'll have our championships for both the boys and the girls. We'll have our boys matchup in both third and first place go first, and then the girls will follow. So our first matchup here coming up will be the Dauphin West and Clifton Clyde Eagle boys for the third place match here on the boys' side. And then we'll have the Axel Eagle girls and the Blue Valley Randolph girls on the girls' side for their third place match. And then we'll turn things over and then we'll go right into our championship games and we'll have the rematch from last season, Hanover Axel for the first place boys. And then we'll end off our incredible evening with a matchup that you will definitely not want to miss. The Centralia Panther girls trying to reclaim the title from last season for the TVL tournament. And this year, they will take on the Lynn Bulldogs, the number 5 ranked team of Class 1A Division 2. So again, Southwest Clifton Clyde boys, our first matchup for third. Axel Eagles, Blue Valley girls, third match girls right after. And then our championship matches, Axel and Hanover boys for first. And then we'll finish it off with the Centralia and Lynn Bulldog girls for the first place on the girls' side of the Twin Valley League Tournament. It has been an absolutely incredible ride here. It's been one of the best years here for the Twin Valley League Tournament in the terms of, well, coming into it, you really weren't sure who were going to be the teams that went the distance, got to the championship game, or even made the semifinals. And it's been a year of new hopes for a lot of teams. And one of those teams here is Dauphin West, our first team that we're covering here today. Dauphin West, they have not been here in a third place match. They hadn't hit the semifinal since 2018. Back in that year, they actually won the Twin Valley League tournament. They beat Hanover 63-54 in the Twin Valley League championship. But again, they fell short. They lost to the Axel Eagles yesterday by a final score of 66-32. So a dominating defeat there for them. But still, it's been an impressive year, an incredible year here for the Dauphin West boys team, as right now 10-5 overall this season. They have been a very phenomenal team, looking for their first winning season finish since 2018 as well. They had their first winning season going into the winter break as well since 2018. So, again, since 8 years ago, there's been a lot of good things that have been happening this year, a lot of parity from that season as well. The hope here for Dauphin West this year is to make some noise in the postseason once you get to sub-state. But what conditions you best for sub-state is the level of competition here at the Twin Valley League Tournament. This tournament is like none other across the entire state of Kansas. I mean, Belle Smith said it best when she was on my broadcast yesterday. The amount of competition here in this tournament is incredible. She said it's honestly sometimes more difficult than the competition you're seeing at the state level in the class of 2A in the terms for Dauphin West. I mean, you look at these teams, just in the third place matches, D West girls, a number 9 ranked team, or excuse me, D West boys, not ranked here, excuse me, but Clifton Clyde boys, they're a really good team. They were ranked last year, both these boys teams, they're not ranked, but you look here at our next matchup with the Axel Eagle girls, they are a ranked team at number 9 in this state in class 1A division 2. And you go to our championship games, where you have the Hanover boys who are ranked 1 in the state, Axel boys who are ranked 2 in the state, and then Centralia girls who are a top 10 team in the state. And then you also have the Lynn Bulldogs who are a top 5 team in the state in the classification of 1A Division 2. So at the state tournament in general, you got just so many teams. I mean, half the teams in the Twin Valley League, both boys and girls side, are ranked. And that's what makes this league so dangerous, so fun, and so exciting, especially when we come together for this time of the year. And, you know, the biggest thing that's happened in this TVL tournament, not just the upsets and the emotions and the big game thrillers, teams beating other teams the first time in quite literal decades, but the other thing has been kind of the switch of the days. Originally, we were going to play on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but because of an incoming winter snowstorm that's going to hit later today, later tonight, you know, you're going to push everything up 2 days, so no more games on Saturday. All the championship third places played here today. All semifinals were played yesterday instead of just the boys' semifinals. So, you know, the boys, originally they would have had, you know, a day break. They're going back-to-back. It would have been no different, though, for the girls. They would have played back-to-back regardless. But, again, that's what just makes all this so fun here at the Twin Valley League tournament this season. I mean, you just got action, so much action happening all at the same time. And then back-to-back, great games, thrillers, overtime matches, players going and having career highs, career games, records being broken. I mean, you had Colin Shaughnessy, who had over 1,000 points in one of his games here at the TVL tournament. You also had Natalie Stroppin from Axel go over 500 career rebounds in one of her games of the tournament. I mean, just so many great storylines here, and it all comes down to the final day of the Twin Valley League tournament, our championship matches and our third place matches. Again, we'll dive into our first game here in a couple minutes. It'll be Jonathan West and Clifton Clyde Eagle boys. After this, we'll have our third place girls, Axel Eagle and Blue Valley girls. After that, it'll be first place matches, boys, then girls, Hanover, Axel, and then Centralia and Lynn. We'll step aside for 3 minutes. We'll come right back and we'll dive into the pregame between Jonathan West and Clifton Clyde boys third place matchup here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Panzaland Radio.
Welcome back for pregame coverage on 92.1 KMZ, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Kirk Kelvin back in the studio. Crittenden Prophet down here live at Washington County High School, the host of the Twin Valley League Tournament. We're here on Championship Day, Championship Friday instead of Championship Saturday. All the games have been moved up here today due to some incoming weather. But our first matchup here out of our four today, it's a third-place match between the Dauphin West Class 2A boys taking on the Clifton Clyde Eagles of Class 1A Division 1 boys. Looking here at both of these teams, Clifton Clyde, a team that is on an 8-6 start through their first 14 games this season. They are right now 3-1 through the Twin Valley League, averaging 51.8 points per game this season, allowing only an average of 49.1 points per game this year. Clifton Clyde, a team that last year saw a state appearance, their sixth state appearance in school history last season, but they turn it over to a new head coach, Jaden Kister, in his first season with the Clifton Clyde Eagle Boys. Last year, this is the Clifton Clyde team that went 17-6 overall and 8-2 in the Twin Valley League. They lost six letter winners, one of them being the most impressive, Jack Scotchney, one of the best players in the Twin Valley League last year. But again, they lost all six from the graduating class, the senior class from last year. They only returned five letter winners and one starter here this season for the Clifton Clyde Eagle Boys. They're on a rough start, or at least not as good as it was last year here, 8-6, but they did come out and they did win the Harrington tournament early on in the season here. They're looking for a third place finish for another consecutive year at the Twin Valley League tournament. Last year, they also placed third, beating the Centralia Panthers 65-51 in that third place match just a season ago. A Clifton Clyde team here again led by head coach Dayden Kister. The starters here for the Clifton Clyde Eagles: Luke Nober, a 6'2" senior; Colt Gurman, a 5'9" junior; Landon Bingnosh, a 6' senior; Ethan Sacco, a 5'11" senior; and Levi Thrasher, a 6'4" senior. So again, starters for the Clifton Clyde Eagles: Nober, Gurman, Bingnosh, Sacco, and Thrasher. So the Dauphin West Mustangs, and talking a little bit about this team before we dive into their starters, the Dauphin West Mustang boys turning around from a 5-16 season to go here, 9-4 already this year, looking for their first winning season since 2018. They were on a three-game winning streak up until that loss against the Axel Eagles. Dauphin West is their first time being in the Final Four since 2018, as well as U.S. team that has brought in three seniors, five freshmen, three sophomores, and one junior here this season. They started off very favorably at home with nine home games out of their first 12 games of the season, and they have done very well at home this year. They are 6-3 on their own home court. Dauphin West Mustangs, their starters here for today's action: Colter Peterson, a 5'10" senior and second-team All-League returner from last season; Michael Albers, a 6'4" senior who's been a contributor since his freshman season here for the Dauphin West Mustangs; Kaysen Keller, a 6'1" sophomore; Dustin Beach, a 5'9" senior; and catcher Peterson, a 6'4" freshman. For more time through here for Dauphin West, it's Peterson, Albers, Keller, Beach, and Peterson, both catcher and Colter, the brothers. Catcher, the younger one, as a freshman, and Colter, the older one, as a senior, and the team lead in points of 14.2 points per game. The Dauphin West Mustangs are led by head coach Derek Shelton in his third season. All right, we'll take a step aside here for 2 minutes. We'll come back, and we will get ready for our first game, a third-place match here on the boys' side. It's the Dauphin West Mustangs taking on the Clifton Clyde Eagles here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook, or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Around here, banking is still personal. Bedina State Bank is proud to serve our hometowns with branches in Bedina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three local banks working together under one roof with one simple promise, taking care of our neighbors. Decisions are made by folks who live here, work here, and care about this community. With a long history and a strong future ahead, Bedina State Bank is here for you, your family, and your farm. Bedina State Bank with locations in Bedina, Denton, and Highland, member FDIC.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Kansaland Radio.
And we're getting ready to go for our first matchup here of the evening. It's our third place match on the boys' side. Donovan West and Clifton Clyde. After this, we'll have our third place match with Axtell and Blue Valley Girls. And then we'll have our championship games, boys to girls, in the order. Hanover, Axtell, Abe, Centralia, and Lynn. Here, one more time, looking over the stars for both teams, for Clifton Clyde, Luke Nobert, Colt Gurman, Landon Binghaj, Ethan Sacco, and Levi Thrasher. For the Northwest Mustangs, it's Braylon Shelton, Coulter Peterson, Michael Alvarez, Casey Keller, Dustin Veach, and catcher Peterson. And here, getting ready to on the tip-off for Dawson West, it's Michael Alvarez, and for Clifton Clyde, it's Luke Nobert. That being said, we got four quarters in 32 minutes. A basketball action here on 92.1 KMZA, and we are off and going with Donovan West winning the tip-off. It's Coulter Peterson with it, now out to Veach. Veach transfers left side to catcher. Catcher at the top of perimeter, swings it out to Veach, and Veach hits a three to start the quarter. Veach went five threes on Monday in the incredible win over Blue Valley. Ran up 36-23 to get D. West into a Final Four finish. Veach starts this game up with a spark for the Dawson West Mustangs. And 3 seconds in the lane, Clifton Clyde turns the ball over on their first possession. D. West up early, 3-0, 7:30 to go in this first quarter. Here they'll have to handle a Clifton Clyde pressure. Trying to get this ball down the floor. They get it out to Coulter Peterson. Coulter out to Veach. Veach, bounce pass, skip to the opposite side, back to Coulter. Coulter still not pass out. Corey loses the ball. It's stolen, and there's a foul immediately by Coulter Peterson as he gives that ball up. That was taken up by Landon Binghaj, his first steal of the game, first turnover for Donovan West. Clifton Clyde under the basket to throw it in. Here it's Gurman, and they're going to get an illegal screen called on Clifton Clyde. Back-to-back offensive turnovers now for the Clifton Clyde offense. Donovan West needing to break this Clifton Clyde pressure early on. 7:20 to go in this first quarter. D. West 3, Clifton Clyde 0. D. West, they break the pressure down the floor. Catcher with it on the right wing. Up top, Coulter flies a 3. It's off the iron as Coulter hits the ground. He's able to get quickly back up. Rebound by Binghaj for Clifton Clyde. And now they have the ball. Clifton Clyde, a 3-point shot. Anchored from the far wing. Colt Gurman splashing one from the deep. Gurman is around a 4.1 points per game average. It's that three to tie it at three. All 60 to go in this first quarter. D. West back with the ball. Coulter on the right wing. Dribbles right side. Transfers on a handoff to Keller. Keller takes a step inside. Couldn't finish to the basket. But the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Clifton Clyde. Also, a quick couple shout-outs to our TVL tournament sponsors, State Bank of Axtell, M&R Auto Parts, Woo Back Technologies, Cooking Company, Lincoln Oil Company, and Elmer's Repair. Donovan West throw this ball in from the baseline, over the top, now left corner, 3-point shot is up and off. Clifton, or D. West has already attempted 3 3-point shots here in this opening quarter. They've only hit one with each. Keller misses that one and immediately will be called on a foul afterwards as well. Now, with it is Clifton Clyde. It's Luke Nobert, and Nobert throws it to a ghost. I think he was attending his teammate, Binghaj, to be on the opposite side wing, but he was not there. He was far from it. And that'll be the third turnover for Clifton Clyde here in quarter number one. D. West has it. They split defenders down the middle of the court, finding catcher. Catcher on the left side wing. He drives down the front court line, and he will be fouled by Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde picking up their second foul of quarter number one. 6:13 to go in this first quarter. Still knotted up at 3-3 between D. West and Clifton Clyde in a third-place boys match. Second foul picked up also by Levi Thrasher for the Clifton Clyde Eagles. The only one here to pick up any fouls for the Eagles. D. West will throw it in on the baseline and is knocked back out of bounds by Colt Gurman. Colter Peterson will attempt to throw it back in again. The second team all-leaguer from last season, averaging 14.5 points per game this year. Had 6 points against Axel yesterday in the semifinal matchup. Here it's the catcher, far wing, and that is a splash from the freshman. Catcher Peterson, his third three of the Twin Valley League tournament ever in his career as the young freshman. He's hit 1-3 in every single game so far. Let's see if he can keep that streak on fire as D. West takes the lead 6-3 over Clifton Clyde with 5:46 to go in this first quarter. Clifton Clyde with it, but D. West putting some energy from their crowd side. Three-pointer up and in from Clifton Clyde's Ethan Sacco. And we got a three-point contest between these two teams. Only threes on the board. It's 6-6. 5:26 to go in this first quarter. Colter Peterson with at the top of the perimeter. Dribbles to the right side. Gets out to Keller. Keller inside the key. Flip out. Beach drops back. Takes a shot. Throws it out to his teammate left of him, the catcher. And that goes out of bounds for Dauphin West's second turnover of the quarter. 5:12 to go in quarter one. Still a 6-6 game between D. West and Clifton Clyde. Our third place match. Clifton Clyde, they lost to the Hanover Wildcats. And their semifinal game is a very dominating win for Hanover. And underneath the basket, a pass off and in for two for the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Finding underneath Ryan McLaren, the 6'2" sophomore coming into the game for the first time. He finds 2 points. Our first field goal inside the paint for either team, Clifton Clyde, with our first lead change, now up by two. Shot by D. West, missed and rebounded by Gage LeClaire. Clifton Clyde has it down the court, passing to the opposite side wing. With it is Ethan Sacco. Sacco, inside pass, it's LeClaire. LeClaire trying to get another finish. He's boxed out by Michael Albers. Albers to Braylon Shelton, his first time in the game. He's on the far side wing. Here for D. West with the ball. D. dribbles left in stride. Hands it out to his teammate and Colter Peterson. A screen is set. Pick and roll. Colter didn't go that way to Albers, though. Instead, he goes up top to catcher. Catcher Keller on the right wing. Keller driving, spinning around. He breaks ankles. He doesn't even realize. But he turns around, fires the ball in open space. And off the basket, ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by D. West. Clifton Clyde will take over. 4 minutes to go in quarter one, 8-6, Clifton Clyde, their first lead over Dauphin West. They took it off a Ryan LeClaire layup. Clifton Clyde with the ball, stutter stepping, passing left side, and Nobert. Nobert down the corner, a three-pointer up and in by Ethan Sacco. Two threes in the quarter for Sacco. Three threes in this quarter for Clifton Clyde. D. West trying to handle this full court pressure being applied by Clifton Clyde. Hayden Paulino in the game for the first time here for D. West. He didn't come in until the second half yesterday against Axel. Coming in here early. Shelton, the freshman, with it for D. West. Pushing up to the other freshman. Catcher, short corner shot, left side, nothing but net. What a beautiful shot selection by the freshman and catcher Peterson. And only down now by three, 11-8. D. West trailing to Clifton Clyde with 3:08 to go in this first quarter. Clifton Clyde, three-point shot off and nothing but net. It is three mania in this third-place match between these two teams. Clifton Clyde, four threes. Dauphin West with two. D. West under the basket. Nice dribble step inside from Rucker Haring as he goes in for two. His points per average is 2 points per game. Catcher snagged the assist there on the pass off. Now Clifton Clyde will turn the ball over under the glass on a missed layup by Bing Hodge. Ball was deflected out of his hands. It is by his own hands and went out of bounds. 2:40 to go in the first quarter, 14-10. Clifton Clyde leads over Dauphin West. Beach Right hand dribbling, taking it down the floor. Now he swings it opposite side to the near to Coulter. Coulter, jump shot, left elbow, and trying to make a rebound. Paulino, he's got it, and he will be fouled by Clifton Clyde. Huge rebound there by Paulino, the 6'1" senior, who's averaging about 2 rebounds a game. Incredible catcher in the baseball season for this Dauphin West team. D. West gets it in on an inbound play. The foul was called against Luke Nobert, his first foul of the game. Clifton Clyde, 3 fouls in quarter one with 2:15 to go. 14-10, Clifton Clyde over D. West. Catcher, bounce pass inside. He finds Peyton Paulino, but he misses the easy bunny. It was an incredible pass by catcher Peterson, but it was too high of a shot under the basket for Paulino. And now Clifton Clyde owns the possession. On the far wing with Bignosh. Bignosh driving inside. Bounce passing it out to Sacco. Sacco back up top to LeClaire. LeClaire to hit his right back to Sacco. Sacco's already hit 2 threes in this quarter. He goes down low to Ryan LeClaire, and that ball nearly stripped away, but they're going to call a foul, I believe, on Rucker Haring, the 6-foot sophomore, and yes, they are. Second foul of the quarter for Dauphin West. 1:42 remaining of quarter one, 14-10. Clifton Clyde over the Dauphin West Mustangs. Eagles with the ball. Gage LeClaire throwing it in on the baseline. Bounce passing to his teammate on the right to Nobert. Nobert was on the baseline out of bounds when he got it. So that will be the 5th turnover of the quarter for Clifton Clyde. Dauphin West gets the ball in. Trying to get this one down the floor. Coulter. Coulter out to Veach. Veach. Left-hand dribbling, picks the ball up, back to Paulino. Paulino, catcher, bounce pass, nearly stolen, but it's to Coulter. Coulter, to the corner, Haring, 3-point attempt, missing, makes his own rebound, back to the board, in the basket for 2. What a hustle by Rucker Haring. Clifton Clyde, now only up by 2, 14-12 over Dauphin West with 1:11 to go in the first quarter. Clifton Clyde. Right lane drive and a layup and a swan dive. What a finish for Gage LeClaire. A 5'11 senior making the big time play. Veach trying to get this ball down the floor. He gets it to Haring on an incredible skip pass, but Haring turns the ball over as it is stolen by Luke Nobert. Third turnover of the quarter for Dauphin West. Veach tries to get it back, but he only knocks the ball out of bounds near the D. West bench. 48 seconds remaining of quarter one. 16-12, Clifton Clyde leads over Dauphin West. Substitution for the Mustangs of D. West. Kaysen Keller will come in for Rucker Haring. Keller back in this game. Clifton Clyde with the ball. 3-point shot is up. Off the front iron. Ball's being pinballed around. It's finally rebound offensively by Gage LeClaire. Clifton Clyde will reset at the top of the perimeter with Bingosh. Bingosh will flip it out to LeClaire. LeClaire to the right corner, and a foul will be drawn. It'll be against catcher Peterson. Third team foul of the quarter against Dauphin West. Both teams with 3 team fouls with 25 seconds to go in quarter one, 16-12. Clifton Clyde over D. West. Coming back in the game, Braylon Shelton, the 6-foot freshman. He'll come in for catcher Peterson. Clifton Clyde, inbound play from the front court. They get it in. Now they take it up to the back court to Gurman. German, left side, low wing, Bingosh, driving, baseline, turning around in a lunge position. He'll bounce it outside the perimeter and trying to prevent this from being a half-court violation. Sacco saves it. He puts it out to German. German out of the low wing. Inside, high post, flip out, 3-point shot, up and rattled in like a bullet in a tin can. Ethan Sacco, 3 threes to end quarter one for Clifton Clyde. Our final from quarter one here between Dauphin West, Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde leads here by 7, 19-12 over D. West. We're back in 60 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud frame buildings.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
Kansaland Radio.
We start quarter number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network for our third place match, boys side of the TVL tournament. Donovan West, Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde here leads 19-12 over Donovan West. Shout out to a couple more of our sponsors here providing the TVL tournament coverage. First National Bank Frankfurt, Highland Community College, SBS Insurance, and Bedina State Bank and the Bank of Highland. Donovan West here with the ball at half court, working with it is Casey Keller. Keller on the left side wing as he turns around and flips it out to his teammate in Coulter Peterson. Coulter, right side to Veach. Veach, who started this game off with a three-point shot, take the lead for Donovan West, but since then, Clifton Clyde has been able to take it 8-6, and they have ran with it since. And here, taking this ball away, Clifton Clyde is Gage LeClaire, his first steal of the game. Donovan West now four turnovers on the half. Clifton Clyde with the ball. LeClaire, Gage on the near side wing. Bounce passes it right lower to Luke Nobert. Nobert back up top to Binghosh. Binghosh inside drive. Looks to his left. Flips it back out. Sacco attempts a three. Hits three threes in the first quarter, but he misses that one. Rebounds by the freshman, Braylon Shelton, for Donovan West. D-West has it. Keller floats a three, and it hits the inside pit of the basket. And it'll bounce out of bounds. Clifton Clyde will take over. 6:50 to go in quarter two, 19-12. Clifton Clyde over Donovan West. Clifton Clyde with the ball. Binghosh in the key, driving left lane. Looking behind him now, lunging to his right. And they're going to get another 3 seconds in the lane violation called against Clifton Clyde. I have yet to see a 3 second in the lane violation this entire tournament, and I've already seen two in this first half called against Clifton Clyde. Seems like a pretty easy thing to avoid, but sometimes you're get out of focus. That could be an easy thing to forget about. As I just mentioned, it's not very common. Clifton Clyde getting a foul here as Donovan West trying to take a pass half court against Holt German, his first foul of the game. First team foul of the quarter for either team. Here going to Clifton Clyde. Donovan West with the ball. Coulter. Coulter swinging out to Braylon Shelton. Shelton Veach. Veach dribbling up to his right side. Low swing out to his teammate, to the freshman Shelton, and he misses the shot from the high post. And Gage LeClaire makes the rebound, his third of the half. Gage out to his left. Binghosh, Binghosh back to Gage. Gage on the baseline. Kick out, Binghosh. Three-point shot is up and off. Last one to touch it. Donovan West, the ball goes out of bounds. Clifton Clyde will maintain the possession. 5:59 to go in quarter two, 19-12. Clifton Clyde leads over DU West. We still have yet to have any team score in this second quarter. 2 minutes and a second into it. Clifton Clyde trying to be the first one to do so. They're trying to attempt an inbound play. And to continue to shout out all of our TVL tournament sponsors, you bring this current coverage possible, Bruna Implement, B&D Buildings, Onega Pharmacy, Helena Agra Enterprises, Me Healthcare Systems, and Farmers State Bank Onega. Clifton Clyde gets this ball inside. They miss the shot. Rebound by Michael Albers. D. West down the floor. Braylon Shelton. Coulter Peterson takes a right step. Dribble inside to Michael Albers. He goes, and Albers with a good finish underneath. Nice little pass off down low by Coulter Peterson. Michael Albers getting his first 2 points of the game. Every broadcast, it's been a mention that Albers is a key factor on this team to get going. Clifton Clyde missing a shot in the basket, but an offensive rebound and a put back by Binghosh. Look at the Clyde back on the board. So both teams have now scored 2 points, changing those points here in the second quarter. Peterson with it. Out to the left corner. Shelton, three-point shot for the freshman, is up and off the back of the glass. And that'll give the Clifton Clyde Eagles the ball. 5:11 to go in quarter two, 21-14. A touchdown lead for Clifton Clyde over Donovan West. Clifton Clyde with it. Colt German. German, who had a three-pointer in the first quarter as well as a rebound. Passes it off to the right side to his teammate, Binghosh. Binghosh at the right high post. to Nober. Nober, left side drive at the top high key, misses the floater, and Coulter Peterson gets the ball, but he gives it right back. It's stolen by Binghaus, and he's able to go in for two. Clifton Clyde comes away with the points. D-West, five turnovers here on the half. Clifton Clyde with just six. The D-West, they turned the ball over twice in quarter two. 4:42 left to go in this quarter, 23-14. Largest deficit for Donovan West to Clifton Clyde. D-West getting the ball down the floor. They haven't had too much of a struggling the ball down the floor once they get past the quarter point of it. Here Peterson drives inside, goes in for two. Coulter Peterson, his first 2 points of the half. D-West now back down only by seven. Clifton Clyde calling for a screen is Colt Gurman. Gurman loses the ball on a bad pass, and Beach has the steal. He's down the floor, splitting two defenders. Couldn't finish the layup. And the rebound by Binghaus. And then a foul to follow. A foul called against Donovan West and Dustin Beach. 4:08 to go in the second quarter. 23-16. Clifton Clyde over Donovan West. Clifton Clyde led 19-12 coming out of the first quarter. Both teams have scored 4 points here in quarter number two. Clifton Clyde with the ball. But they're going to get a foul called on Donovan West. I didn't hear what the foul call was for, as it was by the half-court official, so he saw something happen down the floor. It was called against catcher Peterson, the 6-foot freshman. That's his second foul of the game, second team foul for D-West in the quarter. Both teams with two team fouls in quarter two. Clifton Clyde inbounding it in from half court. And have it in from the right wing of the top perimeter. With it is Luke Nobert. Nobert, right foot, step inside. They're going to call him a travel. Looks like he might have picked his left foot up. That was his pivot foot. So D-West, you'll take the ball back and try to work with it. Bring it to a potential five-point game here. Only down by seven. 23-16 in this first half to Clifton Clyde. D-West trailing with the ball. Rucker Haring spinning it out to Coulter. Coulter to Veach. Veach baseline. Pass off behind over his shoulder. And now back to Coulter at the top of the key. Coulter dribbling right side to Keller. Keller plants his feet. Fires right side to Coulter. Coulter high post. Left side out to Rucker Haring. Long work possession here for D-West. 3-point shot set up in the corner. Drilled. Coulter Peterson. That was a very nice offensive set ran by Donovan West. Able to bounce it around and set up an open man in Coulter Peterson in the corner. The spacing was perfect for that play. The cherry on top was that three make, but here's Sacco trying to respond with a three for Clifton Clyde. He's made three on the game, but he misses that one. Rebound from Haring for D-West. Haring to Keller. D-West moving with a different kind of tempo here after that three-point shot, and a ball is stolen, taken by Binghaus down the floor. He works with it, and a foul called on Donovan West. 2:39 to go in quarter two. Foul was called against Haring, his second foul of the game. 23-19, Clifton Clyde leading by four over Donovan West, and there's some substitutions and also some confusion on the floor. Braylon Shelton comes in for the Donovan West Mustangs. Clifton Clyde with the ball. It's Gage LeClaire. LeClaire looks to his right side, tilts the ball that way. Now he'll go over the top here into Ryan LeClaire, who's back in the game for the Clifton Clyde Eagles. He's boxing out in the high post position, but the ball is passed to the timeline to Binghaus. Binghaus with the ball. Screen is set for him, drives right side, couldn't finish off the board. Rebound by the big man in Paolino. Paolino out to Coulter Peterson. Peterson, left side wing, he'll get a screen set by Aiden Paolino. Paolino is wide open off the pick and roll, but he was not found. Instead, Beach is found on the right wing for a deep three. Well, you have the open man for an easy two, but I guess you just go out and take the deep three by Beach. And now it's only a one-point game. Clifton Clyde up by one to D. West. They'll attempt a three-pointer and roll it in like a bullet in a tin can. Popping from up top, Luke Nobert. And a timeout is called here by head coach Derek Shelton and the Donovan West Mustangs. With 1:51 to go in the second quarter, 26-22. Clifton Clyde leads by four over D. West. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Kansaland Radio.
1:51 remains here in the second quarter after the Clifton Clyde timeout. 26-22. Donovan West down by four to Clifton Clyde. D. West, though, with the ball. We are in three mania between these two teams. Clifton Clyde with six threes on the game. Donovan West with a trio of them as well. But here, Coulter Peterson splits defenders, goes inside, finishes in for two. Peterson here with 7 points in the second quarter. He's had a very good second quarter here for Donovan West. Clifton Clyde with the ball now. Only up by two. Bing Hosh passes it outside the perimeter to LeClaire. Ryan LeClaire out to Luke Nobert. Nobert just hit the three-point shot in that last possession for Clifton Clyde. As he throws it down low underneath, it's Ryan. Ryan passes out, and now taking it down the floor is Haring off a steal, reverse layup. What a move by the sophomore. Incredible steal under the basket and finish. Haring ties this game up at 26-all with 53 seconds to go in the first half. Clifton Clyde, D-West boys in the third-place match at the DBL tournament. Three-point shot up, missed off the front iron by Nobert, then the rebound was by Haring. Haring, have yourself a half. Here for Donovan West, he only averages 2 points and three rebounds a game, but he's at 6 points and three boards here in this first half. D. West, there's no shot clock. They can hold this ball as long as they want. They want a last-second shot up before this half ends. At least get as much time off the board as possible. 20 seconds here on the clock. Working with it is Coulter Peterson. He can just dribble this one at half court before he runs the offense. He's got the clock now at 11 seconds. Now it's time to strike if you're D. West. And yes, it is. Coulter Peterson on the baseline. Kicks out. Beach. Three-point shot is up. It's a floater. It's missed. It's picked up. Short corner. Back out. Peterson. Rainbow shot. But misses the pot of gold to end the half. We got a tied game. 26-all between Clifton Clyde and Donovan West in a boys' third-place match. We'll take a step aside. We're back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Your halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. Our boys third place Twin Valley League tournament match between Donovan West and Clifton Clyde. And our score, well, it's tied at 26-all between these two teams. Clifton Clyde outscored Donovan West 19-12 in the first quarter. Then they were outscored by D West 14-7 in quarter number two. The game was last tied at 6-all. Clifton Clyde took the lead 8-6, and they would kind of run away with it there, kind of extend that lead there in the first quarter. But Donovan West, they would kind of find some second life there, a surge of energy, if you will, in the second part of quarter number two. A couple of three-pointers, Dustin Beach, Coulter Peterson. Coulter had a great second quarter with 7 total points and a rebound. But Rucker Haring, what a first half for him for Donovan West. 6 points. And 3 rebounds and a steal, including the game-tying steal with the steal take down the floor in the reverse layup. Just everything about that play was really amazing there from Rucker Haring. And D. West, they had a chance maybe for a last-second bucket to go in and score. They had the ball with about 36, 37 seconds taking it down the floor, but they were not able to get a shot in to take the lead. But still, if you're Clifton Clyde, you got to feel like momentum's on your side coming out in the second half, and they're definitely going to try to rock with that. In the second half, we've talked about it multiple times every time we've covered D West so far in this tournament. Get the ball to your bigs, drive the ball inside, get physical. We've seen D West, how good they can be when they're a physical team. Coulter Peterson, his two-lane drives were great. Rucker Haring, his three-lane drives were also really good. And, you know, you kind of paired that up with the three-point shooting as D West, they had 4 threes from that first half. Clifton Clyde, they hit 6 threes in the first half. 18 out of their total 26 points have been from around the perimeter. 3 threes were from Ethan Sacco, all hit there in the first quarter. And Luke Nobert, he hit 2 threes as well. Colton Gurman, he hit a 3. Landon Binghaus, he finished with 4 points all in the second quarter with 3 rebounds. And Ryan McLair only had 2 points for the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Clifton Clyde with 9 turnovers on the half. D West with 7. Clifton Clyde with 5 steals. D West only with 2. But again, Clifton Clyde 6 threes. D West with 4. We definitely have a high shooting game, but both teams are going to try to look to be more physical here in the second half. Again, this has been our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. And also thank you to our TVL tournament sponsors who make this possible. Helena Agra Enterprises, Community Healthcare Systems, Farmer State Bank, Onega, Hiawatha Implement, Midwest Crop Insurance, and First Heritage Bank. All right, we'll step aside here for 2 minutes. We'll come back for second half action between our third place matchup for the boys' side, D West and the Clifton Clyde Eagles.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our School Spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
We start our second half basketball action here on 92.1 KMZA. Two quarters, 16 minutes altogether left to go here of action between D.U.S. and Clifton Clyde, a boys' third-place match here at the Twin Valley League Tournament. As Clifton Clyde starts the second half with the ball, shot up and missed from the high post, and rebound made by Coulter Peterson. D.U.S. with the ball, and then they give it right back on a turnover. Ball out of bounds. Clifton Clyde will have it on D.U.S. side of the court. Clifton Clyde will throw it in from their own bench from Cole Gurman. Gurman up to Sacco. Sacco inside. Pass off here to Levi Thrasher. First time here calling him in a while. He goes and finishes in for two. Sacco starter in tonight's action, but finally gets himself on the board for the 6'4" senior. Clifton Clyde back up by two, 28-26. Over Donovan West, catcher Peterson driving inside lane. Kick out. Beach fakes three, drives inside lane. Ball floats off the top of the iron. Thrasher makes the rebound. Clifton Clyde rolling with the ball with Gurman. Gurman, inside, left wing, pass back up to the top of the rear, Bignosh. Bignosh, on the right, elbow, bounce pass, left side, and they're going to get an offensive charge called on Levi Thrasher. .63 to go in quarter three, 28-26. Clifton Clyde leading over Donovan West. Clifton Clyde won last year's third place match over Centralia, 65-51. This is a Clifton Clyde team that had their sixth state appearance last season. Of course, a team that graduated six Lettermen, including Jack Scotchy from last year's team. The West here with the ball down by two. The West. Inside, Albers trying to get it to go in, couldn't, float it in. And Luke Nobert makes the rebound, his first board of the game for Clifton Clyde as they have the ball. Bignosh with it on the right wing. Dribbles low, left hand, loses the ball, picks it back up, drives inside, flips it up top to the timeline. Left side, Sacco. Sacco had three threes in the first quarter. Quiet number quarter two for him, though. See what we can do in quarter three. This ball punched out in the middle of the paint and trying to fight for it. D-West. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Clifton Clyde. It'll be a turnover, their 10th of the game. Now Donovan West will take over. Catcher Peterson into Coulter Peterson. Brothery combo right there. Coulter taking this one down the floor. Left hand dribble. Bounce pass to his teammate. High left elbow. Jason Keller. Keller. Beach. Beach a three. And it's in. D-West takes the lead on a three-point shot from Dustin Beach. Our first lead change since the first quarter. When Clifton Clyde took the lead 8-6. D-West takes it here 29-28 over the Clifton Clyde Eagles with 5:36 to go in the third quarter. Clifton Clyde, how will they respond here? A foul called on Donovan West. D-West, 5 threes on the game. Clifton Clyde with 6. Both these teams have relied on their outside shooting here in this contest. Foul was picked up on Michael Albers, his first of the game, the 6'4" senior forward. Clifton Clyde trying to take the lead. They do so on a high post shot left side by Ryan LeClaire. 30-29, 5:21 to go in the third quarter. D-West with the ball. Filter Peterson flips it opposite side. Catcher, three-point shot is off and good for the freshman. His fourth make in this Wind Valley League tournament. It is second in this game. Catcher taking the lead again here for Donovan West. We have now had 3 lead changes in the last 60 seconds. Clifton Clyde with the ball, preventing half-court violation. Great hustle by Sacco. Sacco, Nobert, Nobert, three-point shot off the iron, rebounded by Albers. But it is a quick steal, taken away by LeClaire. His second steal of the game. D-West, their second turnover of the quarter. Three-point shot up and off the basket by Gurman, and a rebound by Keller. D-West, down the floor. Throwing the tempo. Coulter. Coulter, firing to his brother to the right side. Catcher, catcher to Veach, Veach. With the ball, dribbling, left hand, under his legs to the right, switches it left side of the floor. Catcher, inside drive, left hand floater to the basket, and a miss. Rebound by Nobert, his second rebound of the game and the quarter. 4 minutes to go of quarter three, 32-30, D-West leads over Clifton Clyde. Albers makes a rebound on this shot down the floor. Veach goes, and he draws a foul to go up and shoot two at the free throw line. The most impressive part about this situation is this is the first time for either team anyone's been up to the free throw line. There's 3:58 to go in this third quarter. This is our first shot foul of the game. D-West up by 2, 32-30. Looking to extend their lead at the free throw line with Dustin Veach. His first shot is up and in. Veach, who's averaging over 10 points a game so far this season, the 18-point performance on Monday against Blue Valley at 7 points to lead Donovan West yesterday against Axtell. Veach, his second free throw shot is up and off the basket. Veach in the Twin Valley League's tournament has been outstanding. He has hit 9 threes in the TVL tournament here for Donovan West. Clifton Clyde with the ball on the far wing. Passing up to Sacco. Sacco to his right to Binghaus. Binghaus up left. Sacco back with it. In the corner to Gage LeClaire. Gage LeClaire to his right to Binghaus. Binghaus left high post. Then taking the shot, switches it back out. No shot clock here at Washington County High School, so you have plenty of time to get into an offensive seven. This ball is being scrambled for on the ground, picked up by Binghaus. Binghaus, he loses the ball again. It's left out on the floor, out of bounds. Last touch by Donovan West. 3:13 to go in the third quarter, 33-30. D-West lead over Clifton Clyde. Dustin Veach will get a break to the bench. Braylon Shelton, the freshman, will come in for substitution. Two freshmen on the floor for D-West. Braylon Shelton and catcher Peterson. One of the only two teams here in the Twin Valley League on the boys' side that have two freshmen constantly on the court. Clifton Clyde with the ball. Bounce passing on the baseline. Flipping it back out of the corner. Gage LeClaire. Front court drive. Stuck with the ball into Hayden Paulino. And he'll be able to go up and finish over the top. What a finish for Gage LeClaire. Here, down by one still, Clifton Clyde, 33-32 to D-West with 2:37 to go in this third quarter. Pick and roll set, Michael Albers, but Peterson will drive opposite side of it. Off the basket, rebound by Albers, misses his putback attempt, and then that ball sails out of bounds. Clifton Clyde will now take over. Michael Albers, that was his third rebound of the quarter, fifth of the game. He averages 6 rebounds a game this season. Albers will take a break onto the bench, and Hayden Paulino will come in for substitution. Clifton Clyde down the floor. Gage LeClaire on the right wing. LeClaire looking behind him, sending it up on the right wing. Passed up to the top of the perimeter to Sacco. Sacco to his left to Gage LeClaire. Gage to Ryan, and Ryan finishing. Ball was just rolling around the top of the rim before it finally fell in. Ryan McClaire is 6 points of the game, 4th point in this quarter, and that is our 4th lead change of the quarter as well. As Wilson Clyde goes up by 134-33. Shot at the top of the key, and this lead is back in favor of Donovan West. 3 point, or long two from Colter Peterson is good. He's now 9 points on the game. 35-34, DUS back up by one over Clifton Clyde with 90 seconds to go of quarter three. Clifton Clyde working with the ball. Baseline, and the ball is lost out of bounds. Turnover for Clifton Clyde. Real quick, shout out to a couple of our TBL tournament sponsors, State of Bank of Axel, M&R Auto Parts, Blue Valley Technologies, Cooking Company, Wanken Oil Company, Albers Repair, First National Bank, Frankfurt, Highland Community College, SB's Insurance, and Bedina State Bank, and the Bank of Highland. 1:15 to go, quarter three, 35-34, D-West over Clifton Clyde, boys in a third place match. Here's a short corner shot made by Colter Peterson. Back-to-back points for Colter Peterson, starting to find himself on the board. Our second double-digit scorer here this game for D-West as he joins Dustin Beach. 3-point lead for D-West. Clifton Clyde with the ball. 50 seconds to go of quarter three, down 37-34. Clifton Clyde has it. At the top of the perimeter to Binghosh. Binghosh to his right to Gurman. Gurman, left high elbow. Low pass to his teammate, Nobert. Nobert skipping around the perimeter. Now to the far right wing. Thinking of a shot. McClaire doesn't take it. Then he goes to Nobert. Nobert on the right wing. Will get called for a travel. Clifton Clyde, 3 turnovers in the quarter. 13 on the game. 31 seconds to go of quarter three. If you're D-West, you do the same strategy at the end of the first half. You hold the ball out as long as you can here. No shot clock, plenty of time to work with. Up by 3, 37-34. Colter Peterson nearly loses the ball, drives inside, tries to float one up in the middle of the aisle. And they're going to get a foul called on Donovan West. The foul will be called on Colter Peterson, his 2nd of the day, with 14 seconds left to go. Clifton Clyde can end this 3rd quarter with a shot, maybe to tie it before going into quarter 4, but a right lane drive in for 2 is Gage LeClaire. With 1 second left to go this 3rd quarter, full court shot up and missed by Colter Peterson. But D-West will have a 1-point lead entering quarter 4 over Clifton Clyde, 37-36. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
Kansaland Radio.
We start our 4th quarter of our boys' 3rd place match between Donovan West and Clifton Clyde at the Twin Valley Tournament. DUS is up by a point, 37-36. We had 5 lead changes in the 3rd quarter. DUS coming out with the final bit of that lead. I'd like to give a shout out to a couple of our TBL tournament sponsors, Brunnen Implement, B&D Buildings, Onega Pharmacy, Helena Agri Enterprises, Community Healthcare Systems, Farmer State Bank Onega, Hiawatha Implement, Midwest Crop Insurance Seneca, and First Heritage Bank. And thank you to everyone who brings this tournament coverage possible. 3-point shot up here for D-West. Start this quarter is missed by Shelton, and the rebound by Gage LeClaire. LeClaire down the floor for Clifton Clyde. Passes it behind him to Gurman. Gurman driving left side lane, trying to go over the top of Keller on a left lane finish. It'll be fouled and go up and shoot 2. First time up to the free throw line in this game for Clifton Clyde. I'd like to imagine that we've only seen 1 free throw line trip coming up to this quarter. we're probably going to see quite a handful in this quarter alone with such a tight game between these two teams. Gold Gurman misses his first shot up at the free throw line. Lipton Clyde, they had 6 threes in the first half, 5 threes in the first quarter, but they have produced 0 threes in the third. 1-3 cluster last 2 quarters. At the free throw line, Gurman hits his second shot after missing his first and ties it at 37 all game with 7:24 to go in the fourth quarter. The West has it on the far wing. Coulter driving inside, pump fakes. Now he'll take it at the high key, missing the shot. Rebound by Binghosh. And a jump ball is called, but the possession arrow stays here with Clifton Clyde. Next play will go to D. West. D. West here applying no pressure on Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde will take it down the court, right to left of your dial. Ryan LeClaire into Gurman. Gurman on the right high wing, closest to the timeline. Now down to Nobert. Nobert in the corner to the baseline. LeClaire back to Nobert. Nobert driving out, flipping the ball out, and a pass out of bounds. Gurman thought his man Binghosh was right behind him, setting up an open three-point shot, but he was not. That'll be a turnover for Clifton Clyde, their fourth of the half, and D. West will take back over. A tied game, 37-all, 6:46 to go in this fourth quarter. Beach under the glass, missing his shot on the baseline, and a rebound by Gage LeClaire. Clifton Clyde down the floor, right side wing, up back to Gage. Gage shakes the ball to the left side, now he'll dribble. Passing out to his teammate, Binghosh. Binghosh back to Gage. Gage driving in the front court. Under the glass, he'll pass it out. Open three-point shot by Binghosh is nothing but net. Binghosh splashing from the deep corner. That is our seventh lead change of the game. Clifton Clyde now ahead 40-37 over DUS with 6:10 to go in this fourth quarter. DUS with the ball. Here is Haring. Haring. To Keller on the near side wing. Up to the opposite. Coulter steps into an open three-point shot, and he misses wide right. Pick up is by Gage LeClaire for Clifton Clyde. Down the floor to Gurman. Gurman holds it at the right elbow. High top to Nobert. Nobert back to Gurman. Gurman to the top of the perimeter. Gage shaking the ball, goes left side, Binghosh, left lane drive, right hand floater, short corner, misses the shot. Rebound by Michael Albers. Albers down the floor, Beach. Beach to Haring. Haring now opposite side, Keller. Pump fakes a three, drives inside, bounce passing, finishing to Albers. What a setup! Incompletion from Keller to Albers, and a timeout is called. We'll take 30 seconds aside. 5:22 to go here in the fourth quarter. 40-39. Clifton Clyde leads by one over Jonathan West.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Kansaland Radio.
5:22 to go here in quarter number four after the timeout. 40-39. Clifton Clyde leads by one over Jonathan West. D. West here drawing the game to 1 point from Michael Albers underneath the basket. His fourth point of the game. Clifton Clyde with the ball. Now they don't have it anymore as Dustin Beach steals it, his second steal of the game. Clifton Clyde, their second turnover in this quarter. Quarter number four. Clifton Clyde getting called on a kick. D. West will have the ball under the glass right side on an inbound play to try to take the lead. Down by one, 40-39. The Clifton Clyde with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Beach will flash up a three, and he will be fouled on the three ball. So he'll go up and shoot three all here at the free throw line. Foul was called on Binghosh. At the free throw line, Beach will have a chance for all 3 points. Beach First shot is up and out. Beach, a 69% shooter from the free throw line. BUS shooting as a team over 60% this season at 62. His next shot is up and good. Blown right through the basket. Beach, one of two on this attempt. Two makes of the day. Two of four, trying to go three of five. Beach, next shot up and off to the right. Only one of three after being fouled on a three-point shot. Rebound by Binghaus. Now Clifton Clyde has it down the floor. To LeClaire. Gage LeClaire. Screen is set. Pick and roll. Gage will drive opposite side of it. And under the basket, making the rebound is Michael Albers. Albers to Peterson. Coulter trying to call the offense. He holds up the number four on his left hand. It's a flash up left side of the high post from Keller. Keller with it. Over his shoulder. Switches back behind him. Goes the catcher. Catcher. Three-point shot is up and missed. On the floor with it. Timeout is called by Clifton Clyde to maintain this possession. Gage LeClaire had the ball after the missed shot. We are a tied game, 40 all, 4:24 to go in the fourth quarter, a 30-second timeout. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSU Sports Radio Network. In the fourth quarter, after the Clifton Clyde timeout to maintain the possession with Gage LeClaire, who scrambled for the ball on the floor. 4:24 to go in the fourth quarter. 40-40 game here in our third place match, boys side of the Twin Valley League Tournament. Clifton Clyde with the ball, right side wing. Up to the top, they get to Sacco. Sacco over his head. Pass to Nobert. Nobert driving towards the baseline. Now far from it to the wing. Passing up to the top of the perimeter. To Gurman. Gurman, the 5'9" junior guard. Dribbling. Passing out to the top of the perimeter. Back here to Binghaus. Binghaus hoisting the ball. Right foot lunge. Bounce passing to his teammate. On the baseline. And that's going to be a half-court violation. Called on Clifton Clyde. Their fourth turnover, third turnover of the quarter, and their sixth turnover of the half. 15 turnovers on the game now for Clifton Clyde. D. West with the ball. A tied up game at 40-0 with 3:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Keller on the left high post with the ball. Looking behind him, he transfers it out to Coulter. Coulter under the basket, missing the shot, makes his own rebound though, trying to go back up with it, and one. Coulter Peterson, the hustle from the young man, the 5'10" senior. Coulter trying to make this 3-point play, looking for an 8th lead change of the game. After that shot, and he's good. The three-point play is completed. 43-40. T. West leads over Clifton Clyde with 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Clifton Clyde with the ball. Nobert. Nobert up to the top to Binghaus. Binghaus, who is hit 1-3 in this fourth quarter, misses the shot. Rebound by Albers. Albers. Keller. Keller. Peterson on the far side. Dribbling between his legs, passing now to Veach. Veach, who's had a three in each quarter so far, except here for the fourth. Pass the ball out to Coulter. Coulter catcher, pump fake, drive inside, bounce pass behind his back to Keller. Keller passing to Veach, but is taken away by Gurman, his first steal of the game. Gurman will draw a foul from Donovan West. Foul will be on catcher Peterson. That is his third foul of the game. 2:41 to go in the fourth quarter. Substitution for Clifton Clyde. They put Gage LeClaire back into the game. LeClaire has it on the left side wing. Also, Levi Thrasher in this one, the 6'4 senior, trying to leverage his height down low to match up against the 6'4 Michael Albers. Thrasher has it in the left wing. Bounce pass inside Binghaus, and Binghaus kicks the ball out of bounds. And Clifton Clyde will turn it over. Their 16th turnover of the game. 2:26 to go in the fourth quarter. D.U.S. leads by 3, 43-40. Trying to break a press down the floor. They do not do it. They had an open man in Michael Albers, but Veach missed the pass. Thought he was closer to the sideline, but Albers was kind of flying towards the middle of the floor. D.U.S. turns it over. Over 10 turnovers on the game for Dauphin West. They've done a nice job in the second half of limiting those. Clifton Clyde with the ball. Three-point shot is up and sunk by Ethan Sacco. Hasn't hit a three since the first quarter, which he hit three in that one. He's tied the game with his fourth three made. 43-all with 1:51 to go in the fourth quarter. Dauphin West with the ball. Keller on the left wing. Driving inside. Left hand trying to finish to the basket. Ball knocked out of bounds. We're going to see the last one to touch it was Clifton Clyde. And this game is coming down to the final moment. 1:42 to go in the fourth quarter. We've still got three more games after this one. Coulter Peterson inside, finding catcher and one! Catcher Peterson, his 10th point of the game. Donovan West now with three players in double-digit figures. Coulter, Dustin, now catcher. Catcher. Looking to make this a three-point play and draw it to a three-point game. He misses the opportunity, but Albers makes the rebound and puts it in for two. Excuse me, Kaysen Keller. Dauphin West now extends it by four, 47-43, with 90 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. With it, Clifton Clyde and a foul on the floor called on Dauphin West. 84 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, 47-43, a four-point lead for D.U.S. over Clifton Clyde. These teams have went back and forth in this second half. The first half only had one lead change, but we've had seven in this second. Five in the third, two in the fourth. Clifton Clyde inbounding it, finding it to Thrasher. Thrasher driving. Right side, and they're going to get a foul on Dauphin West again. Foul is called on Dustin Veach. It's his second foul of the game. Excuse me, third foul of the game. Fourth team foul against Dauphin West. No more fouls to give for the Mustangs. One more foul to give if you're Clifton Clyde, though, with only three on the quarter. Clifton Clyde throws it in over the top to Sacco. Sacco has four threes on this game. A rotated to his right side of his teammate, Nobert. Nobert to Binghaus. Binghaus inside the key. Dribbling, turning around, looking to Gage LeClaire. Gage, now he will drive. He'll turn around. And for an open shot, he'll pass it out to the top of the perimeter. Now to Sacco. Sacco inside. Shot to the basket. In for two. Sacco, his first field that's inside the perimeter made. And timeout is called. 47-45. D-West leads by two over Clifton Clyde. With 58 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. It's a full timeout, 60 seconds aside, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick covered review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Strong communities are built on trust, and trust starts local. Bendina State Bank proudly serves our neighbors with branches in Bendina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three hometown locations united under one umbrella with one purpose, helping our communities thrive. With deep roots, local leadership, and decisions made right here at home, Bendina State Bank is ready to serve your financial needs today and for generations to come. Bendina State Bank. Local people, local decisions, real community care. BendinaStateBank.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
After coming out of the timeout, Dawson West nearly turns the ball over. 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. D. West, a lead of two, 47-45 over Clifton Clyde. A boys' third place match here in the Twin Valley League Tournament. D. West gets it inside. Ball knocked away again. Clifton Clyde will have one foul to give here before they'll have to put D. West up to the line for the double bonus. Jonathan West has hit two free throw shots here in this fourth quarter. Only three on the game made. D. West with the ball at half court. Catcher working with it. Bounce passing it to Coulter. Coulter dribbling at half court. Now you have to foul for Clifton Clyde. So that was the only foul to give for either team remaining. Now both teams, next foul, it'll be the double bonus. 47-45, D. West by two over Clifton Clyde. D. West with the ball, and a foul immediately called on Clifton Clyde. It'll send none other than Coulter Peterson up to the free throw line. If there's anyone, if you're Clifton Clyde, that you didn't want to step to the line, I'd say Coulter Peterson. I called him last week against Frankfurt. He went 12 for 12 at the line that game, 10 for 10 in the second half. See if he can be automatic here at this free throw line. He needs to be. His first shot is up and good. Now that I think about it, I don't think I've seen Coulter miss in the last week from the free throw line. He is just a stellar free throw shooter. There's next free throw shot is up, and that one is missed. And I call that the announcer's jinx, maybe. But here Clifton Clyde down by 3, 48-45. With 26 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Down to D. West. Three-point shot is up. In and out of the basket. Rebounded by catcher Peterson and a foul by Clifton Clyde. Sacco put up the three. It was in for a split second. And then it shot its way out. 16 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. 48-45, D. West over Clifton Clyde in this boys' third place TVL matchup. After we'll have the girls' third place between Axel and Blue Valley. Beach, his first shot is up and good. Beach, he's got three makes at the free throw line in this game. 3 of 6 at the free throw line. And a full timeout will be called. 16 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. D. West leads by 4, 49-45. They'll call the timeout. We're back in 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Kansaland Radio.
Dustin Beach, he had his first free throw shot here. He's trying to look to hit his second, 49-45. The U.S. leads over Clifton Clyde with 16 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And Beach misses his second free throw shot. He goes 1 for 2 at the free throw line. Clifton Clyde only down by 4 under the basket, trying to get an easy bucket. In for 2 is Binghosh, and he's able to slice it A timeout is quickly taken by Clifton Clyde. We'll go ahead and keep it here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. After this, we'll have our postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. And we'll also have our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. And I'll tell you what, folks, this has been the Twin Valley League tournament. Nothing but exciting matchups, thrillers, and games coming down to the wire for the most part. As after this game, we still got three more games to get through today. Axel Girls and Blue Valley Girls for the third place match. And then we'll have our championship games with the boys first, Hanover Axel, and then our girls, Centralia and Lynn. So a full day of action all here from Washington County High School, the host school of the Twin Valley League Tournament right here in the smack dab middle of Washington, Kansas. But right now, Clifton Clyde down by two, 49-47 to Donathan West. Clifton Clyde, they finished third last season in the TBL tournament, 65-51 in a victory over Centralia. Donathan West is their first time in the TBL Final Four since 2018. So no matter what their finish is, it'll be their best since. But here's for the opportunity. They have the inbound play. They got to get it in first. D. West gets the ball in, and then a quick foul from Clifton Clyde, and there's the foul. 5.5 seconds to go. If you're Donovan West, you can nearly win this game if Coulter Peterson can go 2 for 2 here at the free throw line. He is 2 for 3 in this game. The free throw line, he is over 70%. Coulter, his first shot is up and it's off. Coulter, he misses his first free throw shot here on this attempt. Levi Thrasher comes back in for Clifton Clyde, trying to look for the blocks out down low for Clifton Clyde is Sacco and Nobert. Next free throw shot is up and in for Coulter Peterson. So if you're Clifton Clyde, you can tie the game here. Down the floor, 2 seconds to go. It's a half court shot and it's off the basket. 50-47. Donovan West survives. And comes away with the third place match victory over Clifton Clyde. What a thrilling game and almost a 3-point shot that sent us into overtime by none other than Gage LeClaire. But 50-47, Donovan West takes the third place match. We'll take a step aside. We'll come back. We'll recap it here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out to seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The outdoors, real estate made simple.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
To go here, or, sorry, 12:18 to go here to our next game. We're here in our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking service. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Recapping here, our first matchup here of our four-game slate. It was our boys' third-place match here in the Twin Valley League Tournament between Donovan West and Clifton Clyde. D. West comes out of the thriller 50-47. Clifton Clyde missed a three-point shot at half court to send the game into overtime potentially, but they missed it, and D. West comes out with their best finish since 2018 in the TVL tournament, which they went and won that year, but they're able to get the finish, the victory, 50-47. Incredible game for D. West. They were down 19-12 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored Clifton Clyde 14-7 in quarter number two, 11-10 in quarter three, and 13-11 in quarter number four. Just an overall incredible game for the Donovan West Mustangs, a game that featured an impressive 8 lead changes, 5 in which were in the third quarter and 2 in the fourth. Donovan West finishing with 3 players in double-digit figures. Catcher Peterson with 10, Dustin Beach with 12, Filter Peterson with 16, and Clifton Clyde finished with 14 points, led by Ethan Sacco with 4 threes on the game. And now our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank, goes to Coulter Peterson, who finished with 1-3 on the game, 16 total points, 7 points in the first half in the second quarter, and then spread the rest of his points there, all not the rest of the 9 there in the second half, with also 2 rebounds and an assist there to finish that game. But a special mention to Dustin Beach as he finishes the Twin Valley League tournament with 10 threes for the Donovan West Mustangs. It's an incredible run for him as well. Well, again, final score 50-47. D West boys win the third place CDL match over the Clifton Clyde Eagles, as Eagles will play fourth on the boys' side. We'll take a 5-minute break. We'll come back and we'll have our girls' third place match before we start our championships. It's Axel against Blue Valley coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.